Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. If you need to book time with me directly or get other resources, you will find all the things in the show notes. Go check it out. So today we're talking about how to apply the stages to business. The stages are the 11 stages that every human being is in every moment of every day. You can use them to accelerate your personal journey, which we have talked about in previous videos. They're all in this book, Purna Asati. They're on my website, catherinecolleen.com. They're on lastingpeace.org, where you can get a free email course about the whole thing. Go look it up and get familiar with the stages. Once you know that every human being on earth is going through these 11 stages, every moment of every day, they are in one of these stages. Yeah, you too, right now. Once you know that, now you can start applying that fact, not only to accelerate your own personal journey, but to operate your business. Why? Because a business is just a collection of individuals. And all of you in your business are in one of these stages at this moment. And your customers are nothing but a collection of individuals who are going through these 11 stages and are in one of these stages at every moment. So let's talk about how we apply this from a business perspective. So because every human being on this planet, and this works for multinational corporations as well, because it doesn't matter what country you're from, it doesn't matter what language you speak, it doesn't matter what religion you prefer, it doesn't matter. If you're a human being, you are in one of these 11 stages every minute of every day. So where I would begin is by understanding what are the right stages for your business. Let me give you some examples. Right, your business itself is going to have a primary stage where you exist. So for example, Amazon is a stage three business. Stage three is focused on needs, right? When people come to Amazon, they need something. They're looking for what they need. They want to buy the thing that they need. They are fulfilling needs. Because they're focused on needs and fulfillment of needs, that's a stage three business. Once they understand that that is the stage that their business is serving, that that is the stage their customers are showing up in, now they can actually use that to better serve those customers, right? So for example, what would look like a huge mistake? Amazon, being a company focused on fulfilling needs, people are showing up in stage three, looking to fulfill their needs. If they hit you, when you show up to fulfill your needs, and they hit you with ideology, stage five, you will turn and run so fast because it's not about the fulfillment of your needs, and that's why you showed up. And this is the same reason why I think politics in the NFL went so badly. Because when the people were showing up to watch the NFL game, they were fulfilling a need, right? You have to analyze this from the sage's point of this point of view, right? What stage were people in when they turn on the football game? Some people are coming at it for an experience. That's stage two. So you want to give them experience, right? That's what halftime shows are for. They want an exciting experience. They want a fun experience. But a lot of people are coming at it from the perspective of fulfilling the need for escapism. That's a need. People love to escape their problems. They need to escape their problems. That's why social media works so well. They're coming there to escape. And so some people are showing up for experiences and some people are showing up for the need to escape the everyday life. Two and three. And what happened then is when politics got brought into it in a heavy way is they were presented with stage five material. But that wasn't who they were in that moment. They were two and three. So massive mismatch. They go somewhere else. Take the politics away. Everybody's back again. Because they still want the experience and they still want the need for escapism. And so you have to understand the stage that people are in when they're showing up to your business. What is the stage that you're serving? Now, some companies do serve stage five. They do serve ideology. They do serve people who are focused on ideology. There's plenty of businesses out there for that. And in that case, if you don't understand that and you make the mistake of presenting your customers with material that would be from a different stage, it's going to throw them off and you're not going to understand it. And there's a lot we could go over here. There's a whole book about it, The Connected Business. Check it out, where I go about how to exactly use the stages in business for hiring and firing, for understanding your business and the strategy of your business, for management and leadership, for marketing and sales and business development, and for negotiation. And I'll go through each of these, you know, kind of quickly. So anyway, understand the stage that your business is serving. And then, of course, you want to use what I'm about to say very ethically. Do not use this for evil. Once you deeply understand the stages, you can quite easily, simply by asking a small series of questions, move people from one stage to another. Let's talk about how you do this ethically and with from the right place, from a place of integrity. So I saw this demonstrated beautifully once. There was a team, and the team was on a team call because there was an emergency situation. The emergency situation really affected the whole team as much as it did the business's customers. So the people on the team call were right into stage two, stage three, fear. Oh my gosh. What does this mean for me? What does this mean for my family? What's going to happen? Are we going to be okay? So they were coming in a place of fear because the emergency affected them as people and their families. So they were showing up in stage two, three. This experience was causing them to have fear over their own needs and whether or not they'd be met. But you couldn't have them there because their job was a very purpose-filled job. To get it together and go help people. And so this one, you might say, oh, that's a stage four business, helping the need, you know, fulfilling the needs of others. Yes, but to do the job, they have to feel purposeful. They have to be focused on the needs of others, yes, four. But they have to feel purposeful. Eight, that's stage eight. And I watched the team leader walk these people through from stage three all the way around to eight brilliantly. And all it was a series of five questions or statements going boom, 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 walking them through three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and landing them on eight. And by the end of it, there were people in tears feeling purposeful. So now, moving someone from an unpleasant stage, like stage three, where you have a lot of fear over your needs not being met, to a pleasant stage, like stage eight, where you're like, yeah, I feel purposeful. I'm going to make something happen. It feels amazing. Most people don't have a problem with that, with you doing that with them. If you were to use these techniques to move someone into an unpleasant stage, to move them into stage three where they have fear, I can name a number of online companies who do exactly that. I can name the news media who does exactly that. Moving people into a stage of fear, the fear of their needs not being met, that's mean. That is mean and that is unethical, especially when they don't understand that you're doing that. moving someone into, you know, ideology is another very unpleasant stage. You just feel angry and offended and defensive all the time. Don't put somebody there. Don't lock them there and leave them there. Get them beyond that. But also understand that when you're in that kind of situation where you take the team you're working with and you walk them through the stages into the stage where they can best do their particular job, you walking them there, although it can be done in a matter of 5 minutes with a small series of questions, they're not going to stay there. They're not going to go home and come back tomorrow and still be there. Because, why? I can hear you asking it. Why is that? Because they didn't do the work. So in each stage, there are a series of questions that you have to answer for yourself. There's work you have to do. If you don't do the work, you haven't really completed that stage. You haven't really earned that movement into the later stages. So life is going to pull you right back to finish the work. So the only way, for example, to move someone from stage 3 to stage 8 and keep them there for a long period of time, let's say days, weeks, months, is to actually have them do the work and do all the homework through all the stages in between. Most managers and leaders don't have time for a program like that. So you can move them into something like stage 7, questioning everything, if you're an innovation team, or stage 8, if that's where you need to be, purpose, or stage 4, great for HR professionals focused on the needs of others. You can move people temporarily into the right stage to really do their best job. But understand, when they come back tomorrow, they're not going to be there anymore. And you may have to move them again. But luckily, it's quick and easy. And it's a good idea to get permission to do that before you do that. You can always, doesn't have to be very formal, may I move you into a more positive stage? If they know about the stages, you can say it that way. Or otherwise, you can say, let me change your perspective. And then proceed into the series of questions that will move them there. So you can use this when you're hiring. Some people are naturally in this moment spending a lot of time in one particular stage, and it might make them perfect for that job. Do understand that we all evolve over time, and they will move into other stages over time depending on what's going on in their life and how they're working their personal journey. So be aware that although they're perfect for this job now, they may be perfect for a different job later. So marketing, sales, and business development. You need to understand where your customers are. What stage of customers are you serving? The stages and what stage this person is in should be amongst the demographics that you're considering. You know, sales and marketing and business development teams, they have all these demographics they use and all of these touch points they use to figure out who is our customer and what do we know about them. What stage they're in right now is one thing you need to know about them. Add that to your list of what you need to understand about your customers. And that will help you work with them in their evolution through the stages, right? So you can be a stage 2 company, like maybe, 2 is all about experiences. So maybe you're a kayaking outfitter or tubing down the river, right? Or a concert venue, you give people really great experiences, really awesome, positive experiences. That's what they're coming for. That's what you need to provide first and foremost. Now, when they finish that, they're going to be ready for stage 3, their needs. And their needs might be, I need to do that again. Or their need might be, I need a kayak. Or their need might be, I need some merchandise, or whatever it is. Whatever the needs are, if you can serve those needs, then that's a way to extend your experience business into needs from 2 into 3. And if you can go that far, then you can even go into stage 4, other people's needs, and maybe ask for a charity donation when you're done. So you can work this all the way around, following your customers through the evolution of their stages in the moment. Negotiation. I cannot actually think of a more important place to use the stages than in negotiation. whether it's two businesses negotiating, it's not really businesses negotiating, is it? It's people. One, two, three people, a small team, negotiating with one, two, three people, right? It's a small set of individuals that have to come to an agreement. If you understand the stage where I'm going to call your negotiation partner, I'm not going to call them your opponent because this should be cooperative, not adversarial. If you can understand where your negotiation partner is coming from right now, what stage they are in, and you know what you want, you know what you would like them to agree to, you can walk them to a stage where they are like more likely to agree to what you want. If you need help with your negotiations, let me know. I'm happy to do this for you. So, and this, the cool thing is that this works in your personal negotiations, in your everyday life, in your relationships, and it works in corporate and international negotiations, because it does not matter what country you're from. If you are a human being, you are going through these stages. I don't care what language you speak. I don't care what religion you prefer. If you're a human being, you're going through it. So this works for international negotiation. It works for corporate negotiation. And it works for personal negotiations. This is one of my favorite topics to help people on. So if you need help with that, let me know. If you have any wars you'd like to solve, I can help you with that. I'm just saying, call me in. We can make peace. So this is how you can use the stages in your business, because the stages are universally human, because it's a universally human thing, is applicable to every area of your life, from relationships to your business life, everything. So that's how you use it. If you have questions, send me questions, find me on the socials, hit up my DMs, let me know what you want to see, or you can, if it's where you can comment on it, like on YouTube, you can comment, leave me your questions, let me know what else you would like me to address about this subject. And if you need time with me to discuss your specific situation, find the link in the notes below, and I can help you solve it. Thanks for joining me this time. I'll see you on the next one.